No, I want to get something that I'm sure making a good straight leak out of.
Yeah. Okay.
That's what happened to me. Tony Martin had a little stool right at the corner of Division and Street. I was living on Street. I used to buy a good red stool all the time. And I got my groceries and put on my wheel and my basket. And Martin, Melvin is a policeman in Biloxi. He went a little further down that way. He had a big wire fence. That dog got out. German police. He must have been on that side of Tony's store. And when I got on my wheel, he come around the store, I guess. He knocked me down. You know?
You kid.
He knocked me down, and the grocery fell, and my damn yard stick, my good stick, where I could have killed it. It rolled way over there, and I could. The only thing saved me was my wheel. You know, he was on that side.
Grab that.
Old man, Tony out of the store there. You heard the commotion, you run out there, and you go right up by the door with some potatoes in a rack. You know how to put them hot potatoes in there. You grab a bunch of potatoes, that didn't do no good. The only thing saved me, Alton Bourgeois was coming with his call, and he seen me on that wheel against the door, you see it?
Yeah.
He got out with a big monkey wrench, tire wrench, about that long. But when he walked down, he hit that dog. I guarantee he turned around. You know?
Yeah.
But I was so mad, I picked up my groceries and all. So I went over to home. It wasn't four, about 2 blocks. My wife is laying down. It was around dinner time. And I was getting down, coming there, boy. I was looking all over my gun. She says, "What you looking for?" I says, "By the time she cleaned the house, she'd move my gun, one place to the other." "What you want with that gun?" I said, "I'm going to kill a dog." So she said, "Well, I'll put that gun in the locker there." I got the dog gun. I didn't take my wheel. I wanted to be sure I was going to get him, that dog. Carried my gun on my shoulder. And my daughter was, my daughter here was staying on the next corner, you know. And she was under the doctor's tree. She said, "With that gun," you know. I said, "Daddy, where you going with that gun?" I said, "I'm going to go kill a dog." So, she got after me and she'd been on the doctor's treatment and all. I said, "Well, she says, I'll call up the lawyer and you tell him to meet you at the store." I said, "Well, go on, I go ahead." I took my gun with me though. So I got to the store and just by the time the policeman come and Mel came for home with that dog. So Mel was apologizing. He said, "Did that dog hurt you?" I said, "No, but I'll take you to the hospital." I said, "No, he didn't hurt me, but I said, I'm going to tell you something, I had a narrow escape." I said, "Melvin, that's a dead dog. It's yours." He said, "Mr. See that big high fence I got, hurricane fence? He said, "See that big high fence I got from my yard? Cost me $450 and I give him all the kids to keep them down going gate closed." I said, "Yeah, but you can't go by that, Melvin. Some strangers can come and let the door gate open." I said, "That dog's dead. It's as sure as I can. I don't give a damn what you think about it, but that dog's gonna be dead. Do not get my wife." So